with regard to communion. I do not want you to afflict yourself, because you're not able to stay there. Know that this is a shadow of the pains I suffered in Gethsemane. What will happen when I make you share in the scourges, the thorns, and the nails? The thought of greater pains will make you suffer the minor pains with more courage. So, when during communion you find yourself alone, agonizing, think that I want you a little bit as company in my agony in the garden. Therefore, place yourself near me and make a comparison between your pains and mine. See? You alone and without me, and I too alone, abandoned by my most faithful friends who are there sleeping, left alone, even by my divine Father. And then, in the midst of most bitter pains, surrounded by snakes, by vipers, by rabid dogs, which were the sins of men. And yours were there too, doing their part, such that they seemed to want to devour me alive. My heart was taken by such grips that I felt it as if it were under a press, so much so that I sweat living blood. Tell me, when have you arrived at suffering so much? Therefore, when you find yourself without me, afflicted, empty of any consolation, filled with sadness, with worries, with pains, come close to me, wipe that blood from me. Offer those pains to me as relief for my most bitter agony. By doing so, you will find the way to be able to remain with me after communion. It is not that you will not suffer, because the most bitter pain I can give to the souls dear to me is to deprive them of me. But by thinking that, with that suffering of yours, you give relief to me, you will also be content.